Unit 19. A Better World.
和谐世界。
We were born equal.
人人平等。
2. Listen to a conversation on women's right to vote. Then fill in the blanks to complete the notes. We've never had a woman president.
Hey, Judy, you seem to be deep in thought today.
I'm mulling over a question. Why haven't we had a woman president?Have you thought about it?
Of course I have. You remember Sandy Hansen. She has a passion for encouraging women to enter politics.
Yes, Sandy came to Washington to present her performance. It helps women know about how women first got the right to vote.
That's true. American women actually voted for the first time in 1920. It was not easy.
And it took a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears of many women for them to finally get the right to vote. Although voting is a part of our democracy, many women don't vote.
This is because all we have are male candidates. So we should need more women out there for running for offices.
Another reason is that the male candidates scarcely speak on issues women care for.
What are these issues?
Like child care,equal pay for women, and health care for children.
That's right.
Now, let's come back to Sandy. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
She's brave. She ran as a Democrat.
Great woman of determination as she is, there's still a long way to go for us to have a woman president.
I agree.
We've never had a woman president.
Hey, Judy, you seem to be deep in thought today.
I'm mulling over a question. Why haven't we had a woman president? Have you thought about it?
Of course I have. You remember Sandy Hansen. She has a passion for encouraging women to enter politics.
Yes, Sandy came to Washington to present her performance. It helps women know about how women first got the right to vote.
That's true. American women actually voted for the first time in 1920.It was not easy.
And it took a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears of many women for them to finally get the right to vote. Although voting is a part of our democracy, many women don't vote.
This is because all we have are male candidates. So we should need more women out there for running for offices.
Another reason is that the male candidates scarcely speak on issues women care for.
What are these issues?
Like child care, equal pay for women, and health care for children.
That's right.
Now, let's come back to Sandy. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
She's brave. She ran as a Democrat.
Great woman of determination as she is, there's still a long way to go for us to have a woman president.
I agree. 3. Read the passage on this issue.Should girls play on the all-boy soccer team? Then answer these questions.
Should girls play on the all-boy hockey team? A. Amy and Jessie. Girls who play on female hockey teams don't have as much passion or take the game as seriously as boys on male teams. Say two 17-year-old girls who are fighting for the right to play on an all-boys hockey team in Winnipeg. Women's hockey is a lot slower. It doesn't appeal to me, said Amy Pasternak, who took the stand yesterday at a Manitoba Human Rights Commission, MHRC, hearing. I have a lot more passion than they do. Amy and her identical twin sister Jessie say,They've been discriminated against by the Manitoba High School's Athletics Association.
And should the guys have to worry about hurting the little 90-pound girl on the other team? Are girls comparable with boys? And if the girls do get badly hurt, are they going to return to their I'm a princess victim role and make the guy that hurt them look like some kind of monster?
Manip, you are one of the last people I would have expected to say that anyone can take equal rights too far. I was joking in the title. I don't believe this is about some girls getting equal rights. They have equal rights today, in that both the girls and boys have an equal opportunity to play on a team. What they're going after is more than equal rights. They want to have their cake and eat it too.
4. Read the passage on the issue, should benefits for migrants' children stop? Then answer these questions. Should benefits for migrants' children stop?
With increasing anger, I read the article about benefits being paid to migrant workers for children left behind in their home countries. Outrage over migrant child benefit, August the 14th. As a taxpaying worker, why do I have to contribute to the payment of child benefit to these workers from Eastern Europe? Surely, people who come to work here should support their own children whom they have left behind. In my view, it's the home governments that should be supporting these children.
We should be wary of overreacting to the news that some migrant workers are sending home their child benefits. After all, what is the problem here? These people have come to Britain mostly to work hard to better themselves and improve the lot of their families. The government has granted these people full working rights in Britain. It is only right and proper that they should want to help their children. As we are all members of the EU, these youngsters are just as entitled to receive child benefit as they would be if they were here. The government is planning to respond to the needs of the rapidly growing population of migrant workers and foreign nationals through a new cross-departmental political structure. The issue was discussed by ministers at the most recent cabinet meeting in the light of record numbers of migrants arriving here and emerging issues affecting foreign nationals in social welfare, health, education, and justice sectors. Peace for peace's sake.
真爱和平。
2. Listen to Robert and Sue talking about joining the Peace Corps. Fill in the blanks.
Joining the Peace Corps.
Hi, Sue. What's that you're reading?
The Peace Corps.
Are you going to join the Peace Corps?
Well, why are you so surprised?
I'm more worried than surprised. You know, it's really a tough job.
So what?
Don't forget, it's only volunteer work.
I would do volunteer work quite often. What's more, I want excitement and adventure.
Everyone wants them. Do you remember Ralph and Mead? They were Peace Corps volunteers for half a year in Africa.
Yes, they were. I wonder why they stayed there for only half a year.
There happened to be an attempted coup d'etat.
Really? Were there soldiers and guns like what we see in movies, I suppose?
Yes, but not nearly what you call a safe environment. So they fled to a neighboring country.
Sounds frightening.
Absolutely. They say trouble in the world would pop up and then be fine the next day.
Seems it's really hard work to join the Peace Corps.
Come on, where's your sense of adventure, huh? In fact, there are rewards like the hospitable and welcoming people in the local regions.
So, are you thinking of joining the Peace Corps together with me?
Well, it's such a big decision. I'll need to think about it a little more.
Joining the Peace Corps.
Hi, Sue. What's that you're reading?
The Peace Corps.
Are you going to join the Peace Corps?
Well, why are you so surprised?
I'm more worried than surprised. You know, it's really a tough job.
So what?
Don't forget, it's only volunteer work.
I would do volunteer work quite often. What's more, I want excitement and adventure.
Everyone wants them. Do you remember Ralph and Mead? They were Peace Corps volunteers for half a year in Africa.
Yes, they were. I wonder why they stayed there for only half a year.
There happened to be an attempted coup d'etat.
Really? Were there soldiers and guns like what we see in movies, I suppose?
Yes, but not nearly what you call a safe environment. So they fled to a neighboring country.
Sounds frightening.
Absolutely. They say trouble in the world would pop up and then be fine the next day.
Seems it's really hard work to join the Peace Corps.
come on. Where's your sense of adventure, huh? In fact, there are rewards like the hospitable and welcoming people in the local regions.
So, are you thinking of joining the Peace Corps together with me?
Well, it's such a big decision. I'll need to think about it a little more.
3. Read the passage and the statements that follow, filling each blank with not more than 4 words.
The true cost of war. We wind our way south in Lebanon, trying to find the human cost of what the world is calling the crisis in the Middle East. A steady line of cars is headed the other way, most holding white flags out the window as they drive north, fleeing the fighting, hoping a white sheet will give pause to Israeli pilots circling at over 10,000 feet. We carry on into the unknown. The farther south we get, the more it looks like southern Lebanon is becoming a frontier of uncontrollable and unpredictable random death. Highways are broken down, gas stations bombed, and shops destroyed. A 4-hour drive to Tyre, about 10 miles, 16 kilometers, north of the Israeli border, under normal circumstances, would have taken only 90 minutes. The coastal city is mostly deserted, and those who remain hope for the best but prepare for the worst. Less than a mile away, a 15-story building is blown apart. Cars below are destroyed. A doctor emerges from a nearby apartment building. 20 people were killed, he says. We drive on to find a place to base our operation. The perfect solution for a makeshift workspace presents itself. The United Nations has set up a refugee collection point in the city. People of dual nationalities trying to flee the area are arriving at what usually would be a 5-star resort. It's quickly overloaded, people sleeping on deck chairs, in hallways, anywhere they can find cover from the Israeli shells and bombs. I imagine tourists a week earlier lying on the beach paying a large amount for mixed drinks. As we sleep for a few precious hours, the shelling from Israel thunders across southern Lebanon. To be continued. 4. Read the passage. Do these exercises.
The true cost of war. Continued. Word passes quickly in the morning that Israeli bombs have hit the town hard overnight. We quickly head to the hospital and find a scene of mass murder. We watch as a child's body is removed from the cooler, placed on the floor, and wrapped in cellophane. Red Cross workers have masks on their faces to lessen the smell of decay. No journalist in a war zone will ever forget that smell. The workers take the wrapped body and seal the back with duct tape below the legs and above the head. Into an ambulance and down the road, the body goes. Upstairs lies a little girl, Zainab Haider, 13. She looks like my sister. The girl is conscious but has shell wounds all over her body. We got away from our car and went to sit under the trees, but they bombed us out of the car, she says. CNN correspondent Carl Penhall asks her, "What would you tell the world?" "I would tell them to stop this, because children are dying. Not everybody is a terrorist. It's not our fault." More children are in a nearby basement. The true cost of the shelling can be seen in their frightened eyes. About 40 people are confined in this basement, hoping that the thin walls above will hold if the Israeli jets drop a bomb on the building. They sleep on thin mattresses,
They have no running water, no plumbing, and no food. They venture out one by one, once a day, looking for food. The war for them is as real as it gets. As the sun sets over Tyre, the bombs still fall. Into the sunset, dozens, one after the other. Smoke rises, meeting Israeli helicopters circling for their next target. As the bombs fall, I wonder about tomorrow. Who will hide or cry? And who will die? 词汇
Dot
冒
Encourage
Scarce
Scarcely
Determination
Hockey
Argument
Hearing
Discriminate
Comparable
Princess
Wary
Better
Rapid
Rapidly
National
Description
Emblem
Continent
Surround
Coup d'etat
Flee
Hospitable
Pause
Israeli
Pilot
Random
Bomb
Makeshift
Refugee
Duel
Overload
Thunder
Deck chair
Lebanese
Helicopter
Dusk
Cellophane
Mask
Lesson
Decay
Confine
Plumbing
Sunset
专有名词
Sandy Hansen
Democrat
Manitoba Human Rights Commission
The Manitoba High Schools Athletics Association
Janet Carey
Eastern Europe
Andrew Cooper
Carl O'Brien
Social Affairs Correspondent
UN
Security Council
Peace Corps
Lebanon
Israel
The Middle East
CNN
Red Cross Unit 20 International Students
留学海外
How to apply
申请留学
2. Listen to a conversation on how to apply for admission to university studies. Answer these questions. Good afternoon, Professor.
Hello. Come in, please. My name is Tong Hong. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Electrical Engineering. Nice to meet you, Mr. Tong. Please take a seat. Thank you.I've got some questions about these application forms. Could you please help me out?
Sure.
I don't know what my social security number is.
You don't have one now. Eventually, you will be given one when you get registered in the United States. Just leave it blank.
I see. What's GPA?
GPA stands for the Grade Quality Point Average.Quality points are used to determine the student's rank in class, academic, honors, academic, warning, and probation or suspension.
That's a good idea. I took TOEFL last May, but I haven't taken GRE. What's to be done?
GRE may be required by the particular graduate or professional program.You should go over the table of programs carefully.
What's your TOEFL score?
594. Wonderful. In general, the graduate division requires a TOEFL score of at least 575.
Do you think they'll consider my application for an assistantship?
Maybe, but as a rule, they don't offer awards to first-year international students.Just try your luck.
Thank you. I'm afraid I've taken up too much of your time.
Not at all. Good luck, Mr. Tong.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Good afternoon, Professor.
Hello. Come in, please.
My name is Tong Hong. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Electrical Engineering.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Tong.
Please take a seat.
Thank you. I've got some questions about these application forms. Could you please help me out?
Sure.
I don't know what my social security number is.
You don't have one now. Eventually, you will be given one when you get registered in the United States. Just leave it blank.
I see. What's GPA?
GPA stands for the Grade Quality Point Average. Quality points are used to determine the student's rank in class, academic, honors, academic warning, and probation or suspension.
That's a good idea. I took TOEFL last May, but I haven't taken GRE. What's to be done?
GRE may be required by the particular graduate or professional program. You should go over the table of programs carefully.
What's your TOEFL score?
594. Wonderful. In general, the graduate division requires a TOEFL score of at least 575.
Do you think they'll consider my application for an assistantship?
Maybe, but as a rule, they don't offer awards to first-year international students. Just try your luck.
Thank you. I'm afraid I've taken up too much of your time.
Not at all. Good luck, Mr. Tong.
Thanks. Goodbye.
3. Read the information about the university program. Answer these questions. Duration and credit requirement. Mode of study, full-time. Normal duration, 3 years.Credits required for graduation, 90 plus 3 training credits. Fund type, government funded. Intake number, 55. Program leader, Dr. Andy W. Chen, Bachelor of Science, MBA, PhD. Deputy program leader, Dr. Eric Ngai, Bachelor of Science, PhD. Dr. Robert P. Wright, BBA,MBA, PhD. Remarks. This program offers study options that lead to double degrees. This program is offered within the BBA scheme. This program offers a major or minor option. Students with excellent performance may be awarded scholarships donated by professional bodies. All BBA students must complete a short work placement during their studies, either in summer or in semester time. The department provides assistance in finding suitable placements. Program aim. This program provides students with a well-rounded business education, along with an opportunity to specialize in general management and human resources management. They develop strong management skills in communication and presentation, leadership and teamwork, problem solving, and the effective use of information technology. Program structure. This is a very flexible program, offering a wide range of subject choices in the fields of general management and human resources management. Year 1 covers fundamental business subjects, such as accounting, business law, economics, finance, information technology, management and marketing, along with general education subjects. Students can opt for the double degree at the end of year 1. In years 2 and 3, students continue their general business education with such subjects as strategic management and study management in greater depth through such subjects as organizational behavior, human resources management, and managerial leadership. They also have the opportunity to choose electives from a wide range of general management, human resources management, international business, and management information systems or e-commerce subjects. There is an optional final year management project. Fees. The tuition fees for full-time bachelor's degree and sub-degree programs in the 2007 to 2008 academic year are as follows, unless otherwise specified. Bachelor's degree, $9,000 per academic year payable by two equal installments before the start of the first and second semesters of the academic year. 1 year internship training, optional. Tuition fee for an additional 1 year internship training is 1/5 of the annual tuition fee of a program. Career prospects. Graduates qualify for a wide variety of general management and administrative positions, including as administrative assistants and management trainees, leading to careers in general management. In addition, specialist study in human resources management will prepare them for positions such as human resources, HR or personnel officer, training officer, recruitment officer, compensation specialist, and HR consultant. Graduates of the double degree are able to pursue careers in the fields of programming, system analysis and development, software engineering, or as sales engineers or technical officers.
Living and studying abroad.
异国求学.
1. Listen to a conversation on applying for a student Oyster card. Fill in the blanks.
Next in line, please.
Excuse me, I'd like to apply for a student Oyster card, please.
Your application forms and passport.
Here you are. Thank you.
Sorry, you should ask your university office to confirm on the application form.
Sorry, I want to know what else I need to provide.
You must pay £5 by check or postal order as postage, a photo card as large as your passport photo card, an envelope, £1 stamp, and your residential address. Next in line, please.
Excuse me, I'd like to apply for a student Oyster card, please.
Your application forms and passport.
Here you are. Thank you.
Sorry, you should ask your university office to confirm on the application form.
Sorry, I want to know what else I need to provide.
You must pay £5 by check or postal order as postage, a photo card as large as your passport photo card, an envelope, £1 stamp, and your residential address.
2. Mr. Lan is in a banking office, waiting in line for his turn. Listen and complete the notes. At the bank.
Next person in line, please.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Yes. I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Oh, certainly. What kind of account do you want to open with us?
Sorry, you know, I'm an international student from China. What kind of account do you think I can apply for?
We have a self-service card, debit card, credit card, and so on. You need to supply your university confirmation document, passport, your accommodation in the UK, and your Chinese residential address. If you apply for a debit card or credit card, you must pay £50.
Can I withdraw money from an ATM?
Yes, you can also shop on debit card and credit card.
At the bank.
Next person in line, please.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Yes. I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Oh, certainly. What kind of account do you want to open with us?
Sorry, you know, I'm an international student from China. What kind of account do you think I can apply for?
We have a self-service card, debit card, credit card, and so on. You need to supply your university confirmation document, passport, your accommodation in the UK, and your Chinese residential address. If you apply for a debit card or credit card, you must pay £50.
Can I withdraw money from an ATM?
Yes,
You can also shop on debit card and credit card.
3. Read the passage. Fill in the table. Mark tick if the items are available for each type of accommodation, and mark cross if they are not.
Types of accommodation.Standard catered rooms. Standard catered accommodation has private bedrooms and shared bathroom facilities. You will receive breakfast and dinner Monday to Friday. Catered accommodation must be vacated during the Christmas and Easter semester breaks, but this is reflected in the fees charged.
Standard self-catered rooms.Standard self-catered accommodation has private bedrooms and shared bathroom and kitchen facilities. The exact equipment provided varies from residence to residence, but all will have basic facilities such as cookers, fridges, and freezers. Students need to bring their own cutlery, pots, pans, and crockery.
Catered ensuite rooms.Catered ensuite rooms feature bedrooms with a private shower and toilet in a more recently built residence. You will receive a cashless card loaded with an allowance. Students receiving the cashless card have the choice of a number of food outlets, but do have to budget to ensure their allowance lasts for the year.All ensuite rooms have data points which enable residents with personal computers to connect to the university's network and the internet. Catered accommodation must be vacated during the Christmas and Easter semester breaks, but this is reflected in the fees charged.
Self-catered ensuite rooms.Self-catered ensuite rooms feature bedrooms with a private shower and toilet in a more recently built residence. You will share your kitchen facilities with fellow students from the same corridor. The exact equipment provided varies from residence to residence, but all will have basic facilities such as cookers, fridges, and freezers. Students need to bring their own cutlery, pots,pans, and crockery. All ensuite rooms have data points which enable residents with personal computers to connect to the university's network and the internet.
Four. Read the glossary. Match these terms to their definitions.
A. Course. A confusing term. Strictly speaking, it's one of the subjects you will take in a degree, for example, first year logic. However, it is sometimes used to describe the degree program itself.
B. Coursework. A coursework program of study may include a component of research. However, other forms of instruction and learningwill normally be dominant. For example, lectures, practicals, tutorials, and examinations.
C. Credit. Given for previous studies, which shortens the length of your studies at university.
D. Credit points, CP. A measure of value indicating the contribution each unit of study provides towards meeting course completion requirements. A certain number and type of credit points must be accumulated in order to be eligible to graduate in each degree program.
E. Dean. The head of a faculty. For example, the dean of the Faculty of Science.
F.Degree, a university qualification, such as bachelor's degree, master's degree, or PhD.
G. School, a section within a faculty that relates to a specialist area, It teaches the units of study in the faculty, and each has its own offices, staff, and website.
H. Enrollment. The process by which you officially accept your degree offer and become a student at the university. Students must first apply for a degree program, then receive an offer, and lastly they must come in to enroll if they wish to take up that offer.
I. Faculty. Headed by a dean, it is a formal part of the university structure, responsible for all matters concerning the courses that it supervises. As well as having its own offices and staff, it consists of a number of schools and disciplines in specific subject areas.
J. Lecture, one of the three main methods of teaching at university. Unlike high school, where you may be in a class of 25 to 40 other students doing the same subjects, at university you will go to lectures, where the lecturer, university teacher, will give a talk to sometimes more than 200 students. You will take notes during the lecture, and it is usually a one-way process, that is, the lecturer talks and you listen. As well as lectures, you will also attend tutorials and, depending on the subject, laboratory practicals or pracs, which are always much smaller. This is where you will get a chance to interact with the academic staff, clarify questions, and put forward your own ideas.
K. Major. It is an area of specialization in the second or third year. It is a certain number of units of study in one subject area. Students must complete at least one major and may choose to complete a second.
L. Program. To earn your degree, you need to have completed certain numbers and types of units of study. It is a way these are put together for your degree.
M. Postgraduate. A term used to describe a course leading to an award such as graduate diploma, a master's degree, or PhD, which usually requires prior completion of a relevant undergraduate degree or diploma course.
N. Elective. It refers to any unit of study offered by the faculty which you are allowed to enroll in as part of your degree and which will count towards the completion of your degree. Some units of study are only available to students in specific degrees and therefore cannot be chosen as electives by students in other degrees.
O. Semester. The academic teaching period of about 14 weeks duration.
P. Tutorial. A class where you get to discuss the concepts talked about in lectures in more detail, also known as a tut. This is where you get to participate in the subject and will be expected to have done readings, perhaps some writing, and occasionally present a paper.
Q. Unit of Study, U of S. The building blocks which make up a degree. They are taught by schools within faculties and cover specific information within that school's area of expertise. For example, one U of S in the School of Biology will cover living systems, and another U of S will cover human biology, and so on. Prospectus.
Rival.
Reassurance.
Induction.
Admission.
Blank.
Suspension.
Elective.
Internship.
Credit.
Deputy.
Placement.
Well-rounded.
Resource.
Teamwork.
Installment.
Variety.
Analysis.
Undergraduate.
Postgraduate.
Array.
Database.
Consulate.
Embassy.
Oyster.
Postage.
Envelope.
Cater.
Vacate.
Crockery.
Ensuite.
Allowance.
Outlet.
Corridor.
Glossary.
Tutorial.
Dean.
Faculty.
Logic.
Logical.
Dominant.
Practical.
Accumulate.
Discipline.
Lecturer.
Expertise. 专有名词
University of Wales.
Newport.
Social Security Number.
TOEFL.
GRE.
BBA.
Student Oyster Card.